Ko taku hoa e nai nei ko Nona Peltier to talk business. Now, Nona, China has applied to join the CPTPP. I mean, how many letters are there in this acronym? What is it? And what does it mean for New Zealanders?
Well, there's five letters, and they stand for Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's right, the CPTPP. And it's the world's biggest free trade agreement. So, you know, it has the status of five big letters to go along with that. And what does it mean? Well, they've applied to join, and that means that China, by applying, it's also indicating that it's willing to play by the rules of the rest of the trade parties in the PAC. Now, it's 11 countries that are in the agreement, and that includes New Zealand, Australia, Canada, Chile, Japan. Actually, it accounts for about 13% of the world's economy. And so this is an important step for China, because the rules that they would have to play by are about, you know, free trade. So that could open up a lot of opportunities for others in the pact if China does in fact succeed in being accepted.
And let's talk about manufacturing activity. Not sort of, well, unsurprisingly, it's slumped since the lockdown. What are the numbers looking like?
They're looking like they're in free fall. So we have expansion indicates what is 50 is the number for expansion. Anything below is contraction. And at the moment, it's at 40.1 points. And that's down from what we had previously. And 40.1 indicates that the industry is contracting. So what does that mean? Well, they're not making as many goods as you would expect. Orders are down and so forth. And that productivity is unlikely to be picked up again until after the lockdown in Auckland, eases to the point where people can actually go back to that kind of manufacturing activity. One of the bright spots, though, is the employment. It's at 54.5, which is above the average, and it indicates that manufacturers are hanging on to their staff. So that's a positive. However, to use the words of a senior economist with BNZ, Doug Steele, he said it's a pretty ugly result. And so let's watch out for what happens next, but certainly it's not going to be a good time for manufacturing.
Are the numbers on the market any better?
Oh my goodness, are they ever? In fact, we've had the largest session rise in a month. We rose 1.2%. That's a 155-point gain to 13,235, and that reflects a strong gain in Fisher & Paykel Healthcare. It rose 3%, or a dollar up, to $32.40, and that certainly made the difference there in the index. And the dollar is steady after losing a little bit of ground overnight against the U.S. dollar. It's at 70.8 U.S. cents, 96.9 Australian, and 51.3 pence.